Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Of power, where God's word is being preached
the glory, the honor, and the praise. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. We are broadcasting from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we want you to know that God will provide. God is God, and he is God all by himself. No matter what situation you may be in today, no matter how you have been tried on the left hand and on the right hand, but I want you to know that God will provide. And today we're going to be preaching the word of God, and the word of God is coming from Genesis, that 27th. Chapter, and we're going to start and begin at that first verse. And it says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee unto the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burning offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. I believe this day was a day that Abraham had communed with God. I believe that God had given him instruction. I believe the day that was one of the most severe moments of times in his life when God had told him to do something that he had already promised him that he was going to give him, and something that Abraham had to wait for a very long time. But because of the fact that he knew the voice of God, I'm saying this morning, do you know the voice of God? God is speaking to his people this morning. God was speaking to his man, Abraham. And he told Abraham, he said he wanted him to sacrifice his son whom he loved, his oldest son. That son's name was Isaac. And he told him to take that son to the land of Moriah. And he said, I want him to offer him as a burning offering upon one of those mountains. I can imagine what a crucial time it was in Abraham's life when God is saying to the man that he loved, I want you to sacrifice the son that Abraham loved. And God was testing his faith to see with how much Abraham really loved him, and what extent would he go in order to please him? What extent would he go in order to obey him? How far would he trust God? And I believe, even as we began to read that word of God, this is a son that Abraham loved. You know, he didn't have but one son, and that was a son of promise. God had promised this son to Abraham. God has promised his son unto Isaac. But here, God is telling Abraham, I want you to go and I want you to sacrifice your only son. And he said, I want you to sacrifice this son that you love. Don't you know when you love somebody? Don't you know when you care for somebody? When you embrace that child from the time that child was born out of the mother's womb, even loving that child, I go so far as to say, when Sarah was carrying that child, the love that she had for this child, the love that Abraham had for the child that Sarah was carrying, and knowing that this was the son of promise, the promise that God had promised them in their old age. They was old, they was barren, and they didn't have any children, but yet God loved them, and God wanted to use him, and God wanted to let him know that he was God, and he was God all by himself. So he found out at this time that God is telling him to go and sacrifice this son Isaac. And he told him the place that he wanted him to go. He told him, he said, I want you to go unto the land of Moriah. And he told him that he wanted him to go to one of the mountains. And then he said, I will tell thee of. And then Abraham rose up early in the morning. I believe that somebody would have been struggling. Somebody would say, I overslept. Somebody would not even have taken that trip. Somebody wouldn't even begin to think about sacrificing their child, their only child. Even if they had six or seven of them, they wouldn't even be thinking about sacrificing this child upon any kind of altar, because they say, this is my child. I am not going to sacrifice this child. So, but God was testing Abraham's faith. Abraham had a great love for God. Abraham loved the God, and he knew that God will provide. I believe in the name of Jesus that even as God provided Abraham a child, even in his old age, when usually when a person gets a certain age, then it is said by the doctor sometimes, it's said by people that individual, that there won't be able to have any children because of their age, because they've gotten too old. But God, he already has shown himself strong. He already have reproved himself to Abraham. He already has proved himself to Sarah and let him know that he is a God that able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's already proven unto them that there is nothing too hard for me to do. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you've been through, but you got to know that there is nothing too hard for God. You know, you have to know that God is God, and he's God all by himself. We can't put confidence in man, but we can put confidence in the Almighty God. Don't you know that he is Jehovah Jireh? He is our provider. He is the one that provides. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the healer. He is the one that heals. He is the one that delivers. He is the one that makes free. He is an everlasting God. He is our counselor. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. He is one that has all power in his hand. So here we believe in God today. We're standing on God's word. We see Abraham. He believed in God even through his test. Don't you know sometimes you are going to be tested? Don't you remember the test that was taken in school? You may have been in elementary school. You may have been in the junior high school and also in high school, and then you found out that even during that time of life, there was always a test that you had to take a test. Sometimes it was a prize test. Sometimes you, in your mind, that you wasn't ready in order to take this test, but you had to take the test because it was a requirement for you in order to pass this class. So here, Abraham, he is experiencing a surprise test. He didn't know that God was going to ask him to do such a severe thing. He didn't know that God was going to ask him to sacrifice that only son. But because of his love, oh my God, because of his love that he had for God, I remember in the Word of God, in the Word of God with John 3:16, and the Word of God say, "But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, will have everlasting life." So I believe in the name of Jesus, even as God had given his Son and he gave him to die on the cross, he gave him that we can be redeemed of our transgression, of our sin. For the Word of God says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Word of God says, God, even in John 3:16, letting us know he gave us life. He loved us. He loved us, and he gave his only begotten Son, that if we only believe in him, whosoever believe in him, I believe that there's a whosoever out there in the radio audience today, whosoever believe in him. Somebody say, I'm a prostitute. Somebody may say, I'm a murderer. Somebody say, I'm a drug dealer. Somebody say, I take drugs. Somebody say that I am not worthy. I've been beating my wife. I've been jumping on my husband. I've been beating on my children. I've been abusing my wife. But I want you to know today that God will forgive you for your sins. believe and say that God will make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away. All things become new. Don't you want to be made new today? Don't you want to be made free today? Free from your sinful way. I believe in the name of Jesus that God will be able to deliver you and that you can have the trust and the confidence and the faith in God that Abraham had in God. And here we see in the Word of God, in that third verse, and it says, Abraham rose up early in the morning. And we're coming from Genesis, the 22nd chapter. We here at the third verse, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clayed the wood for the burning offering for the and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. I believe that as we see that Abraham was obedient to God, I believe that Abraham stood on God's word and he believes that God will provide. I'm going to do what you say. I don't know about that. I don't know what you're going to do, but I believe, God, that you will provide. I don't see it, but I'm going to take this wood and I'm going to take the burning offering. I'm going to take Isaac with me, and I'm going to sacrifice him like you told me to do it. And then the word of God say on that third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to the young men that he had taken with him, he said, abide ye. He was saying, stay here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we're going to worship, and we're going to come to you again. I believe you see faith here, because Abraham said, he said, go yonder and worship, and come, and we will come again, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. This is faith. Look at here. God has told him to go sacrifice unto him to sacrifice his son. But then Abraham had faith to believe that me and my son, we're going to go and we're going to come back and worship again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burning offering and he laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. He said, here am I. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire. I see the fire and I see the wood. In other words, I see the wood, I see the fire in your hand, but where is the lamb for the burning offering? He didn't know that he was going to be that burning offering. He didn't know that God had told him to offer up his son Isaac. Isaac was wondering, Father, where is the lamb? Where is the burnt offering? Yes, again, he didn't know that what God had already told Abraham. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burning offering. So they went, both of them together. He was knowing that God was going to provide a lamb for the burning offering. And they came to the place. They came to a place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and he laid the wood in order and bound. He bound his son. Could you imagine having to bound your only son, the son that you love, the son that God had promised, the son that you had to wait on a long time for God to give to him, because it was a time of testing. He had to wait. Even then, he had to wait on God. God had promised Sarah and he had promised Abraham that I'm going to give you this son, but he didn't give it to him right away. He just waited and waited. Sometimes we got to wait. Sometimes we get tired of waiting. Lord, why I got to wait, God? Why it taking you so long? I've been before you, God. I've been prostrated on my knees, God. I'm on my face, God. I look to the hill. We're coming divine help, God. I'm still waiting. Why is it taking so long? But I believe even we can learn and we can see this man of God that waited for his son Isaac for all those years. He and Sarah, who was barren, who could not have any kids and did not have any children because she had even gotten past that age. And here, God had provided a son. But then God saying to Abraham to go, and I want you to sacrifice this son, go to the region of Mount Moriah, and he was going to let him know. And yet God let him know that he was going to sacrifice Isaac. And then we look at that 10th verse, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Oh, my God, could you imagine having a knife and getting ready to kill his son, to slay his son? And yet, God, he knew in his heart that God will provide. But if he had to do what he did, he would have done it. But then the Lord God said unto him, even as he began to take up the knife to slay Isaac, and the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do any harm to anything unto him. But now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. Oh, at that time, oh my God, he, the Lord of God, had the angel call from heaven and tell Abraham, don't lay your hand upon this lad, neither do thou anything unto him. But now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, him a ram that was caught in the thicket by the throne. God had already illustrated that. Oh, the lamb didn't just come, but God had a lamb already waiting. Oh, my God, had a lamb already waiting. He was caught in the thicket. He couldn't even go anywhere. It was for Abraham to see that even as God had provided asked for his son, and God opened the door for him and his wife to have this child, and God has trusted him to offer this sacrifice, his only son, that God has provided this lamb, this ram that was caught in a thicket for Abraham. And then we see that Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burning offering instead of his son. Look at God moving on behalf of his people. We can look at Abraham for an example today and see that God will provide. No matter what you're going through today, God will provide. No matter what testing you are being tested with, God will provide. We're saying, God, I thought we were moved on last month. God, I thought you were going to move 3 weeks ago. God, I thought you were going to move 2 weeks ago. God, it's been a month ago and I haven't seen you move. God, it's almost time for me, for this, for whatever I have before you. It's almost time and I need to hear from you. But I believe that God's timing is in his hand. God's timing is in the hand of the Almighty God. And even though God had let Abraham get to the point that he drew his knife to slay his son, God didn't even let him go through it. Abraham, he loved God more than he loved his son. But he had a great, great, great love for his son. But he loved God. The Bible says to let us know that we can't put anything before him, that we have to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and within everything within us. We have to love God, and we have to come to a point that we have to put God first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his this world. But God let us know that we have to seek him and to seek him with all our heart, with all our mind, our soul, and our spirit. So here, Abraham had already began to seek the face of God. And it wasn't just started on this day that God called him and told him to sacrifice Isaac, because I believe his faith would not have been able to go through that testing time. But I believe because he had a foundation, he had the word of God in his heart, that when trials came, when tribulation came, he was able to stand. He was able to go through. And I believe even then that God was able to know that this man Abraham, was a man that I can depend on, a man that I can trust, a man that has confidence in me. And I just believe that he did, and he knew that Abraham was going to do what he did. And then the Lord let him know that he provided that ram for Abraham, that he did not have to sacrifice his son. And I want you to know out there in the our radio broadcasting land, if you're not Abraham, and God didn't tell you to sacrifice your son or your daughter, there are people in the day that don't hear from God, that haven't heard from God, that hear a voice of a stranger and not the voice of God. You need to be sure that you have heard from God. The voice of a stranger will cause you to commit murder, will cause you to take a life of a person. It doesn't have to be your son. It don't have to be your daughter. It doesn't have to be your husband or your wife. It doesn't have to be your friend. But God will let you know what he is saying to you. And I believe that was a test of faith at this time, when God tested a man of God that stood on the word of God and that believed in God. And then God, he did not call him to murder his son. God did not call him to sacrifice his son. But God made a way of escape for Abraham. God made a way of escape to you. You may be going through some things in your life, but I want you to know today that God will make a way of escape for you, no matter how it looks, no matter how dark the situation is. You need to know that God will make a way of escape, because God, he is God. He is God all by himself. So here we see, let's go in that 13th verse again. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burning offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. And it is said, in this day, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be seen. It is called Jehovah Jireh, which means that God will provide. God will provide, no matter what situation you're in today. If you, all you need to do is stand on the word of God. All you need to do is have confidence in God. God's word says now. Now faith is the substance. You need faith in God, because the word of God says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it. You may not feel it, but you have to have that confidence and faith in God. I believe some people are going through a situation today, and they are looking for an answer. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the answer for you today and for every day of your life. God provided for the man of God, Abraham. And then in that 15th verse, it says, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven. He called his man. He called to Abraham out of heaven the second time. Remember the first time when he called and told him not to slay his son Isaac, not to kill Isaac. And here we find that, and not to do Isaac any harm. Here we find that an angel called out of heaven and said, by myself have I sworn unto you're in that 16th verse. Let us get that and say it by myself. Now, I sworn, says the Lord. This was God speaking to the angel. But behold, thou hast done this thing and has not withheld thy son, thy only son, and blessed thee. This was a blessing came upon Abraham's life. He said, in blessing, I will bless thee and multiply. I will multiply thy seed as a star of heaven and as the sand that is in upon the seashore, as I see to possess the land of thy enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. It's all in obeying God. It's all in hearing God. It's all in knowing God. I don't know who out there today that do not have a relationship with God, but you need a relationship with God. It's all right to know that Jesus is Lord. It's all right to know that his name is Jesus. It's all right to hear somebody talk about him, but the question is, do you know him? Do you know him in a time of tribulation? Do you know him in a time of temptation? Do you know him in a time of convert, of when you're going through a hard time? Do you know him in a time of testing time? Oh, you need to know God. You need to know him. You need to know that he is God, that you can depend upon him. You know, you got to know that God has called you to be an overcomer in the time of temptation. You got to know that in when you're persevering, when you're going through in trial, that God can help you to persevere through trials and tribulation and the things that you go through. Sometimes I know sometimes that tears may come to your eyes. I know sometimes they may even roll down your cheek. I know sometimes that you may be going through things in your life, but I believe that the 14th chapter of St. John, that 16th verse said, and Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then the word of God said, let not your heart, in that first verse, let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in me. So Abraham believed God. He chose to believe God. And you as men and women of God have to believe God. But no matter what situation that you're going through, no matter how you've been tried, no matter how you've been abused, no matter how you've been talked about, you're going to have to believe God in the middle of a storm. You're going to have to believe God. I believe here in Jacksonville, Florida, we went through a time of thunderstorms, and we went through a time of severe storms, and yet God, we had to believe God, that God would keep us in a time of a storm, and God called us to make it through. God called the people in Jacksonville and surrounding areas in order to make it through. When there's sickness in your body, you got to believe that God is able to move on your behalf. Oh, the doctor may have given you a bad report, but you are going to have to believe God. Yes, sometimes it is testing time. Whether we don't believe the doctor, we gonna believe God. We thank God for every physician, for every doctor. Oh my God, no matter what they specialize in, thank God for their learning. Thank God for the education. But yet they are not God. We have to believe God. We have to believe the good report, the report that God has given to us, that we are healed. God paid the price 2,000 years ago for our healing, for our deliverance. So you have to make it personal. You got to make this thing personal within yourself. God, because God, I'll say again, God has no respect of person. We have to believe God. We have to believe the report of God. No matter what we're going through in our life, Isaac was a son of promise. Isaac was that son that God had promised to Abraham and to Sarah Oh, my God. But yet here that came a day when they had to, when God asked him to do a hard thing. And yet it was a hard thing because of the fact that that was his son. And not only that, that was his only son, but Abraham, he loved God more than he loved that his son Isaac. And because he did, God provided that ram in that thicket for his man of God. And whatever situation you may be going through today, I want you just to give it over to God. I mean, have confidence, have faith in God. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be open. He said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved, it shall be moved. Because the word of God said, word God said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of the word gonna fail. So we can depend upon the word of God. We can depend on God to move on our behalf. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to go before God. And I believe that there are many of you in our radio audience today that need to know that God, he is, that he's a God, that he is God all by himself, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you, and I know even through the preaching of this gospel, yes, this is an hour of power. This is an hour of power where God can call you to be, the Bible said, to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind to the Spirit. And I believe that your mind has been renewed today. I believe that faith has come forth. I believe that the power of God is being stirred up in you. And I believe that you have hope in Jesus Christ, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what you've been going through. I believe that you're ready to stand on God's word today. Yes, to believe God. So first of all, we're going to pray for all of those that are listening in the broadcasting, radio broadcasting audience. I want you that those that are not saved, those that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I want to pray for you this day. I want you to know that the Bible said that he's coming like a thief and a robber. He is not a thief. He is not a robber. But the word of God says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and we can have it more abundantly. God wants you to have everlasting life. I want you to stay, be able to say yes to his will and yes to his way. I believe that we, the word of God, let us know, and it is a fact that we all were sinners, saved by the grace of God. We may not have done all the same things, but sin is a transgression of the word of God. Sin, all of sin is unrighteous before God. But the word of God let us know that we all see what you need to hear today, that all of us have sinned. All that we may have thought things, we've done things, we've been in the things that if the walls can only talk, if the walls can talk, it will tell the things that we've had, hidden, if the walls can talk. But yet, I want you to know that God will forgive you for your sin. He will cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember it no more. I want you to know today that you'll be that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. All things will come new. So I want you to get ready right now to ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sin. Come into my heart. Save me. Deliver me. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your power. Fill me with the anointing. And I'll live with you the rest of my day. I am a sinner, but God, by the grace of you, saved me today. I want to know you today. I want to increase in you today. Even as Abraham trusted you, Lord God, I want to be able to trust see in the name of Jesus. All those that have prayed that prayer with me, I want you to just believe God, believe the word that was preached here today, believe even right now. And if you ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sin, to come into your heart and to save you, I believe that you are saved. For the word of God says, I confess with my mouth, the Lord Jesus, believe in the heart that God raised up from the dead. The word of God says that you shall be saved. And I want you to know that I am saved, and many of you out there can testify with me of the day that you are saved too. But there are those today that need Jesus Christ in their heart. And yes, there are some out there today that are backsliders that need to come back to God. That God didn't leave you, but you left him. And I want you to just, even as I pray for the for those people that need a relationship with God to be saved, I want you to say that same prayer, and I want you to believe that God has saved you, and I want you to live this life so that you can live again, because there is not just a life here as it is, but there is eternal life in the hereafter, and I want you to know him even now, because the only way that we're going to be able to see the face of Jesus is to be able to know him. And right now, I'm going to pray for those that are going through things in their life. I want you to know that we can endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. I believe that God is able to move even now. Father, in Jesus' name, those that are in our radio broadcasting audience, Lord, ask me, God, to touch them right now. Ask me, God, to fill them with your spirit, fill them with your power, fill them with the anointing, God. God, cause every yoke to be destroyed, Lord God. I bind every work of the enemy, every work of Satan, every satanic force, every work of godliness, Lord God, every hoodoo, black and white magic, God, every spirit of a python, Father God, everything that oppressed and depressed, Lord God, we bind in the name of Jesus, we cast into the very pit of hell, God, we ask you, Lord God, God, to just move, Father God, on their behalf, realizing, God, today, God, that the battle does not belong to them, but the battle belongs to you, God, and you're well able to fight every battle for your people, Lord God. And, Father, we just thank you right now for covering them. Thank you, Lord, even now, for moving on their behalf. Thank you, God, for giving them hope. Thank you, God, for letting them know that they can make it and that they can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens them. And, Father, for this, God, we will glorify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And, God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. Well, we thank God today. We thank you, our Hour of Power radio audience, for tuning in on today to receive power from on high. We thank God that the Lord gave you faith and given you faith to stand against obstacles, to stand even as Abraham stood for the Lord God. You will be able to stand. And as I must say this again, God is not telling anyone to do what Abraham did to about to do to his son. Abraham heard the voice of God. Yes, God was speaking to him, but God is not telling you as a test of your faith to take anyone's life, to take your relative, your son, your daughter's life. You must line up with the word of God and know the voice of God and not the voice of a stranger. You must hear the word of God. So here today, we want you just to get ready to be received of the Lord. There is coming up on next Wednesday and Friday, the Hour of Power, and we want you to tune in. We want you to be blessed of the Lord. We want you to receive power from on high. You shall receive power out of the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto Christ. So here today, we want you to be filled with his spirit. Today, we want to invite you on tomorrow at 4 o'clock to our breakthrough broadcast, a panel of women of God that are preaching and actually discussing the word of God. bringing revelation, giving knowledge through the word of God, what God is speaking through their a panel of God people that are bringing illumination through the word of God. So please tune in on tomorrow at 4 o'clock for the breakthrough broadcast, same God that was with us on today, that same God will be with us on tomorrow and every day. We want you to tune in and be blessed of the Lord. This has been the preacher of the hour on the Hour of Power, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Shalom to you and Jehovah Jireh. God is your revival. God bless you.